Welcome to the 2009 Application Acceleration Challenge at WebTorials. I'm Robin Leyland, an industry analyst and host of the Challenge Series at WebTorials. Today I have Nyquil Leonard of Cisco Systems Application Networking Service Group with me. Welcome, Michael.
Thank you, Robin.
Let's get down to discussion of some of the key issues and costs of this technology and how it applies. You know, application acceleration and optimization is an important and critical solution to making WANs work. And there's a lot of solutions out there. Let's start with the first question by saying, what should a network manager put at the top of their list when they're shopping for a solution? I mean, is it some particular technology, cost, management feature? What are the two or three or so most important things network managers should focus on?
Well, Robin, Cisco WAS provides three major advantages that a manager should be looking for. Those are in the areas of application vendor validated, network integration, and low total cost of ownership. So application vendor validated means that Cisco WAS has been tested and validated by major application vendors such as Microsoft, Oracle, and SAP. We set up these applications in our test lab and had the test plans approved by these vendors. These vendors then reviewed the test results and validated the performance benefits delivered by Cisco WAS for their applications. This validated testing process reduces the risk of deploying WAS, you know, by ensuring that the Cisco solution interoperates with these major applications and that it delivers superior performance. So Cisco and these partners provide a joint escalation path as well for addressing any cross-vendor issues. So Cisco customers can be assured that the problem resolution and a satisfactory user experience is achieved. Now, network integration means that Cisco WAS is the only solution that transparently integrates with enterprise network technologies, topologies, and that no changes to routing are required. So this capability preserves the existing network services and eases operations and management so that customers know that WAS will work in their networks with their existing services. So, for example, WAS is the only solution that integrates with Cisco IOS security services, including firewalls and intrusion prevention. So if managers want WAN optimization with these services, you know, Cisco WAS is the way to go. Cisco WAS also preserves quality of service, and it works well, you know, then with unified communications and voice over IP. And so for application performance management, Cisco WAS is integrated with third-party network management solutions like NetQOS, so the customers can accurately measure performance end-to-end, you know, giving them an assurance that they'll get the kind of performance that they're looking for. And the last area, low total cost of ownership, means that WAS not only enables branch server and storage centralization, but it offers the industry's only router-integrated solution with a network module for the popular Cisco Integrated Services Router. And this combination further reduces network operating costs by reducing the number of devices in the branch office and then, you know, thereby reducing rack space and power and cooling requirements. And this package also comes under one support contract, you know, further reducing operating costs.
Okay. Somebody like me always is interested in new technology and new things are happening. So let's just jump into a little. Is there some new services or features that we can be expected to be adding to this area in the future? Is there something to look forward to?
Well, there is, Robin. Cisco has recently added features in three major areas. And so these are in the areas of delivering branch office services locally, delivering video efficiently over the network, and enabling virtual desktop acceleration. So local services means, you know, that even as organizations centralize their branch office resources, they still have a need for network services to be delivered locally in the branch to maintain availability and performance. And so as they deploy these network services, they need to control costs by reducing device counts, you know, and the management overhead involved. So Cisco's addressed this problem with what we call a virtual blade technology, and this is a virtual server instance that runs on the WAS appliance out in the branch office. So these virtual blades allow organizations to run certain applications locally while at the same time they're centralizing their main business applications in the data center. And they can do this without having to deploy a dedicated server. on the video side, video traffic can be very intensive on the network. And we've seen that it's really increasing in popularity. But organizations, you know, they face a challenge of either having their bandwidth overrun by video or by having to deploy, you know, expensive and complex content delivery systems. So the problem is, you know, that when video is delivered to the from the data center to their branch office, that a unique stream is created for each user. So what Cisco WAS does is it implements a video streaming capability that reduces the effect on the network by only requiring one stream over the network and then caching locally and split streaming locally. Then in the third area of virtual desktop acceleration, you know, we found that organizations want to utilize solutions such as VMware VDI to reduce the cost of maintaining PCs and to gain control over desktop management. And these solutions offer a significant benefit, but they're very intensive on the network as well. In fact, we found that a single user using VDI can consume about 300 kbits of bandwidth each.
Quite a bit.
Yeah. So, and this, you know, increases WAN costs and degrades user performance as more and more users are deployed. So what Cisco has is a program called Cisco Data Center Assurance Program for applications. And we work together with vendors, you know, like VMware, and we've tested VDI and found, you know, that the two solutions work together so that customers can, they can reduce WAN utilization, you know, by 60 to 70%, increase performance by about 70%, and scale up the number of users by about 2 to 4 times.
Okay. So it sounds like it's real important with VDI.
Definitely, yeah.
Okay. Well, let's move away a little bit from just pure technology focus and talk about what can we use this technology acceleration and optimization technology and the other features that you've thrown into the products. What can you actually do and accomplish? What projects can the customer accomplish which can actually save money and make things work better in these times?
Well, Ron, we found that customers can save money and accomplish their goals in 4 major areas. So in application acceleration, in IT consolidation, and something we call branch office agility. And as well, they can simplify their data protection and recovery. So for application acceleration.
So let's, all right, so let's go into an example of each one then. Why don't we start off with application acceleration? You know, like give me an example of a customer using this and what their experiences are.
Well, yeah, let me talk a little bit about what the technology does, and then I'll give you a few customer examples. So for application acceleration, you know, WAS accelerates application performance over TCP-based applications, you know, such as, you know, SAP and Oracle and, of course, Microsoft Office-type applications. We found that customers can see an increase of anywhere from 2 times to 100 times performance, depending on, you know, the impediments on the WAN and the type of applications that they're using. And so what application acceleration does, it allows organizations to offer LAN-like response times to all their users, you know, wherever they happen to be. And so the bottom line is that it improves productivity by allowing people to get more work done, and it eliminates, you know, user frustration, you know, having to wait for the computer to respond. And what IT consolidation does, it allows organizations to centralize their branch office servers and reduces their bandwidth requirements so they can roll out more applications over the wide area network and continue to consolidate applications. And in the area of branch office agility, we use the virtual server function to allow organizations to roll out branch-specific applications, you know, using the virtual server capability on WAS. So the first one that we've rolled out is Windows Server Core 2008. And we've done this through an agreement with Microsoft so that users can get those kind of, intensive authentication type services taken care of, like DNS and DHCP and Active Directory.
And this is for the people who want to keep having DHCP and DNS and all that served locally and not from the central data center, right?
That's right, because they found that those sort of, you know, there's not a whole lot to accelerate or compress in those type applications, but they need very quick response time. So a lot of our customers have found it's better just to run those out in the branch office.
Okay.
And then the last area where we allow customers to benefit is in the area of data protection. And what this means is we allow customers to consolidate their servers and get better control over their data so they can streamline their storage management, speed up data recovery, and of course, that gives them the ability to, you know, to comply with regulations around data security and storage.
Okay. What's some of the RIOs or accomplishments have actual customers achieved? Can you share any of those?
Sure. So take NBC, for example. They were covering the Olympics in Beijing recently. And in the past, they'd had to ship, you know, not only the camera crews, but the editing crews out to the locations. And they have editing locations in New York and Los Angeles. So what they wanted to do was to avoid having to send the editing crews out, but to be able to get the editing done in a timely manner. So they didn't want to have to ship tapes back to the States either and wait. So what they did was put WAS in place between the main locations, and they found that they went from getting about 35 megabits per second up to about 140 of throughput. So what that allowed them to do was to deliver their video in a timely fashion without having to pay the expense of having crews sent out.
So what you're saying is that we all got to watch the Olympics fully edited, but the poor editors didn't get to go get to see Beijing. Okay. Sounds like corporate world. Any other? I mean, we are talking about saving money here. So.
Yeah.
Any other example you want to share?
So,
that was a good one.
Yeah. So give you an example of Monsanto. So they're a leading provider of technology solutions for agriculture. And they were looking to improve SharePoint performance over the WAN and Microsoft Server applications. And so they put Cisco WAS in place, and they found that their performance improved, where it used to take about 270 seconds for an app to respond. They were down to about 8 seconds. And their bandwidth went from about 90% utilization to about 50. So they were able to add more users.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's important. It's not as exciting as not missing that trip to Beijing, but we all got to eat, too. So those are two good examples of where customers have got something out of this. And I expect you see a lot of this?
We do. So in the area of ROI, for example, we could take, say, Norcraft companies. They make kitchen and bath equipment, and they wanted to reduce their capital costs and operating expenses. And so they use the WAS module along with Cisco WAS to allow them to centralize applications. And they said that they saved a capital expense of 12 new servers, so they didn't have to buy those servers, and they utilized about 84% less bandwidth, for example, and for Microsoft, and about 68% less for print consumption. So.
Okay. So they were able to save a significant amount of money, which probably helped get the project funded and go forward. And they won't have to spend any money on WAN bandwidth increase for quite a while, I guess.
That's right. And at the same time, they can roll out more applications while they're not having to buy more bandwidth. You know, if we take an example now of ROI, we had the city of Fort Wayne, Indiana, and they wanted, again, to centralize file and print servers, but still, you know, have LAN-like performance. So they put WAS in place, and they found, again, 50% less bandwidth usage and 100% ROI in 12 months. And so we found it's not uncommon for companies to get back the cost of WAS in the 6 to 12-month time frame, you know, through a number of factors, you know, not having to buy more bandwidth and not having to buy more servers, and then being able to deploy more scalable servers in the data center versus having to send IT staff out to, you know, to manage underutilized servers out in the branch office.
Okay. So it sounds like you probably go ahead and give a lot of other examples. So one thing I like to do is encourage customers to contact you in Cisco. I'm sure you can find an industry that's close to what they're doing and hear their stories, because I think you will find there's a lot of good customer stories about how they have a short return on investment, and I know that's real important during times like this. So I want to thank everyone for taking time to listen to us. I also want to thank you, Michael, for being part of the discussion.
Well, thank you, Robin, for having me.
And you can find out more about application acceleration and optimization at the challenge page of web tutorials. I also encourage you to contact the vendors, as they can give you, Michael and his RIO stories, can give you a lot more information, and they have a lot more at their website. So I encourage you both to go to web tutorials and to the sponsor sites. Thank you, and be sure to tune in for the other discussions at the challenge. Thank you.